KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Well, we have high school football coming up for you tonight here on the radio, as we'll be in Audubon tonight as the Wheelers play host to Exira EHK this evening in the 11-man kickoff for both of those football teams. Audubon head football coach Monty Reboff says he's excited for the new season to start, and of course having the new rivalry as well. He says he expects Exira EHK to keep the offense pretty wide open tonight.
They like to spread the field, and they like to do a lot of shotgun and like to go five wide, and this year they have probably a more versatile quarterback. Last year's quarterback was a good throwing quarterback, and this year they've got a guy that could run and throw the ball. So I look for them to run the football a lot from shotgun with their quarterback, run a lot of option, and play a little real wide open.
Exira EHK head coach Tom Peterson said on the other side of the football, he looks for Audubon to be more of a power team. The line is going to be their strength.
I think they lost 20 seniors, Jim, from a year ago, but at the same time, they've got 12 seniors right back out, and I've seen, you know, what their style is, and they're going to try to run the football at us, I'm quite sure. So, you know, they have a kind of an experienced offensive line. I think they have two or three starters back from that. So the kids are going to have to be focused and ready. Hopefully we can just execute some of the things we've been working on here for the last couple of weeks, and maybe we can catch a break tonight.
Well, you can catch all the action tonight here on KJAN, also on the web at KJAN.com, as we'll be broadcasting the game live on the web as well. We'll start our night at 6:15, new start time now for Who's Gonna Win this season. We'll start at 6:15 with Who's Gonna Win, and that'll follow with our pregame at 6:45 tonight. We'll have about a 15-minute pregame for you as kickoff is set for 7 o'clock tonight. Again, that's Audubon hosting Exira EHK. We'll have it for you live tonight here on KJAN. Plenty of games around the area tonight in week one of the football season. Atlantic will open up their season at home this evening. Coach Tim Duff's team at the Trojan Bowl tonight. He's in his second year as head coach after a 2-7 season last year. He said last year he saw his team constantly falling behind early. He says they really need to try to clean up some of those early mistakes this season and create some of their own early opportunities.
We'd spot them two scores and we'd be down 13 or 14 to nothing. You know, out of our nine games, I think we did that six times, that we actually fell behind by 13 points. And so, you know, and it wasn't always one side of the ball. You know, sometimes the defense got put in, in bad situations because of offensive mistakes. And sometimes the defense, we gave up a big play early. So, and then our offense had to turn around and try to play catch up. So we know it's vitally important this season. And we've been harping and preaching to the kids and trying to coach the kids that we need to come out. And we have to set the tone.
Well, they'll try to set the tone early tonight against a team who set the tone last week. Denison already 1-0 on the season after their overtime victory over Harlan at home last week. They'll try to make it two in a row. The Trojans try to stop that little winning run. You can hear more from Coach Tim Duff this afternoon at 4:45 here on KJAN. That's when our Trojan preview show debuts for yet another season. Kickoff at the Trojan Bowl set for 7:30 tonight. Plenty of other high school football around the region tonight as well. In 11-man action, Winterset will host Norwalk, Creston at home to Sheraton, Kemper Catholic will play at Carroll tonight, Glenwood hosting Sergeant Bluff Luton, Logan Magnolia is home to Missouri Valley, Clarinda visits Red Oak tonight, Shenandoah is at Underwood, IKM Manning will host Trainer, West Central Valley is at home to Earlham, AHST will travel to Greenfield tonight to play Nottoway Valley, Panorama will host Guthrie Center, Clarinda Academy going to Martinsdale St. Mary's, Griswold visits Corning tonight. Also, Tri-Center will play at Riverside. In eight-man non-district play tonight, Adair Casey is at South Page. Cam will host Villisca tonight. East Union is at Fremont Mills. Stanton will play at Lenox this evening. Also around the region tonight, East Mills will play at Woodbine. Boyer Valley hosts Whiting. Arweva at home to Kingsley Pearson. Coon Rapids Bayard will host Northeast Hamilton. Also tonight, it'll be Nishnabotna at Lamoni, and Essex hosting Seymour among the games coming up tonight. Last night in high school football, it was St. Albert beating Lewis Central in a battle of Council Bluff schools. The little guys beat the big guys 19-14 last night. All of us also in a Thursday night contest, it was Bedford topping Central Decatur. That final was 34-14 last evening. In college football news, Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes says backup safety Earl Brooks is out for the season after tearing the anterior cruciate ligament in his left knee. Brooks, who played in all 12 games last season as a reserve, entered fall camp as the backup to Teron Benton. Iowa State also released its latest depth chart yesterday, which offered few surprises from the one the Cyclones opened camp with earlier this month. Iowa State will host Northern Iowa in the opener on September 3rd, and don't look for that game to be televised. Iowa State said yesterday the only option for watching the September 3rd game outside of Jack Trice Stadium will be on the school's website. The game will mark the sixth time Iowa State has shown games through an exclusive webcast, but the Cyclones say they'll attempt to show the feed in high definition through their new scoreboard, which is set to debut during that game. Miami has determined that eight football players, including quarterback Ja'Cory Harris, are believed to have committed NCAA violations by associating with booster Nevin Shapiro, and they've been declared academically ineligible. That's according to a person with knowledge of that process. That person spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity because no one is authorized to discuss the ongoing investigations by the university and the NCAA. Shapiro is convicted Ponzi scheme architect, serving a 20-year prison sentence for bilking $930 million from investors, and his claims have cast a long shadow over Miami's season before it even begins. Simply being declared ineligible now doesn't necessarily mean a player would miss any time this season. The Miami Herald first reported the decision to declare those players ineligible. In NFL preseason play last night, Cincinnati beat Carolina 24-13. It was Philadelphia down in Cleveland 24-14. Also, Baltimore got by Washington 34-31. Quarterback Terrell Pryor agreed to a 4-year contract with the Oakland Raiders 3 days after he was picked in the third round of the NFL's supplemental draft. He can begin practicing today, but he faces a 5-game suspension in the regular season. That's for the infractions that occurred while he was at Ohio State. The NFL is experimenting with an eighth on-field official during a dozen preseason games. A deep judge stationed in the middle of the field behind the secondary also was used in 8 exhibition games last year. There's no timetable for making the position a permanent part of the current officiating crews. The NFL's oldest stadium is getting more seats. The Green Bay Packers plan to add about 6,600 new seats at Lambeau Field, and the team says it will fund the $130 million project itself. The seats will be ready for the 2013 season. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Well, the New York Yankees lived up to their Bronx Bombers nickname. The Yanks became the first team in Major League history to hit 3 grand slams in a game yesterday. That helped the Yankees rally from an early 7-1 deficit to wallop the Oakland Athletics 22-9. Bunch of folks got up and left the stadium when they were down 7-1. That was before Robinson Cano, Russell Martin, and Curtis Granderson all connected in a wet, wild 22-9 romp. Cano began the barrage with his slam in the fifth off starter Rich Harden, making it 7-6. Martin connected in the sixth off Faustino de los Santos for a 10-7 lead. Granderson took his turn in the eighth, and he launched another two-out drive, a grand slam off of Bruce Billings. Yankees manager Joe Girardi called the three grand slams a pretty crazy accomplishment when you think about it, and then he said it's also amazing. Elsewhere in the American League, Boston improved to 80-50, and they retained their one-game lead over the Yanks in the AL East, blanking Texas 6-0. Doug Fister scattered five hits in seven innings, leading Detroit to a 2-0 win over Tampa Bay. Also, Mark Reynolds hit a three-run homer in Baltimore's 6-1 win over Minnesota, and Kansas City beat Toronto by a final of 9-6. In the National League, Brian McCann hit a pair of homers, including a first-inning three-run blast, as Atlanta beat the Chicago Cubs 8-3. Houston beat San Francisco 3-1, dropping the Giants three back of Arizona in the West. West-leading Arizona clobbered Washington 8-1. Also, David Freese had a go-ahead two-run single in the fifth inning, and Matt Holliday hit a three-run homer as the St. Louis Cardinals picked up an 8-4 win over the Pittsburgh Pirates. In other baseball news, Jim Thome has accepted a trade to the Cleveland Indians from the Minnesota Twins. The Indians are hoping their career leader in home runs can help them catch first place Detroit in the AL Central. Thome spent 12 seasons with Cleveland from 1991 to 2002, hitting a team record 334 home runs. He recently became the eighth major leaguer to hit 600 homers in a career. Also in baseball news, Braves pitcher Tommy Hansen has returned to Atlanta to have his right shoulder reevaluated by team doctors. He's been on the disabled list since August 7th because of right rotator cuff tendonitis. Braves manager Freddie Gonzalez said Thursday that Hansen is frustrated and may have tried to return from the injury too quickly. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was the New Orleans Zephyrs beating the Omaha squad by a final of 8-2. Also, Oklahoma City down to Iowa in 10 innings, 7-6. Iowa plays the Red Hawks in Oklahoma City again tonight, while the Storm Chasers will continue their series in New Orleans this evening. Well, Major League Baseball has started to rearrange its weekend schedule as Hurricane Irene approaches the East Coast, shifting a game between the Florida Marlins and the Philadelphia Phillies. The game set for Sunday in Philadelphia has been moved up a day as the teams will play a Saturday afternoon game as part of a day-night doubleheader. MLB also announced the shift Thursday as the New York Yankees manager Joe Girardi says there's talk about his team playing a doubleheader today in Baltimore because of a potential rainout over the weekend. The Boston Red Sox moved Sunday's game to part of a day-night doubleheader on Saturday before the storm is forecast to hit New England. The New York Mets also are home this weekend, and they could be affected. Tournament officials have moved the start of the championship match at the New Haven Open from 5 p.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday in hopes of avoiding Hurricane Irene. It's the second time officials have had to deal with a natural disaster this week. On Tuesday, play was suspended for over 2 hours when tremors from an earthquake centered in Northern Virginia shook the stadium and sent spectators, players, and officials scurrying for the exits. The Barclays Golf Tournament in North Jersey figures to be in the path of Hurricane Irene as well. PGA Tour officials say they could wait until today to decide how to proceed. They've already ruled out playing 36 holes on Saturday. Well, the Northern Iowa men's basketball team will open next season with road games at Old Dominion and St. Mary's. The Panthers released their non-conference portion of their schedule Thursday as they open on November 12th against Old Dominion, which nearly toppled Butler in the NCAA tournament. Then they'll play the Gaels on November 15th. Northern Iowa plays its first home game on November 20th against Western Carolina. The Panthers will play at Iowa State on November 30th, and they'll host Iowa on December the 6th. Danica Patrick has announced that she's leaving IndyCar in 2012 to run a full nationwide schedule with JR Motorsports and up to 10 Sprint Cup races for Stuart Haas Racing. One of auto racing's most marketable stars says she hasn't mapped out which races she'll run in Sprint Cup and didn't rule out a return to open wheel racing for the 2012 Indianapolis 500. Patrick had her highest finish at the Indy 500 when she took third in the 2009 race, and she became the first woman to win an IndyCar race when she took the checkers at Japan in 2008. She's driven 20 races for JR Motorsports over the past 2 years and has five more scheduled with the team this season. In golf, Harrison Frazier is leading the Barclays by one shot over Vijay Singh and Jonathan Bird as Frazier shot a 64 yesterday. Adam Scott was in the group at 66. Nick Watney, the number one seed as the action begins for the $10 million FedEx Cup bonus, was among those who shot 67. Ai Miyazato and Pernilla Lindberg shot 7-under-65s in wet conditions to share the first round lead in the Canadian Women's Open. Michelle Wee was two strokes back in her title defense. And Fred Couples has told Tiger Woods that he decided to add him to the 12-member President's Cup team. Couples took the drama out of the debate over whether Woods would be on the team, saying Thursday it's already a done deal. 10 players automatically qualify for the team based on points accumulated over the past 2 years. Couples is then given two captain's picks to round out his squad, which will compete against a team of non-European international players at Royal Melbourne in Australia, November 14th through the 20th. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.